3, the Divine Counselors. These Trinity origin beings are the counsel of deity to the realms of the seven superuniverses. They are not reflective of the divine counsel of the Trinity. They are that counsel. There are 21 billion counselors in service, and 3 billion are assigned to each superuniverse. Divine counselors are the associates and equals of the universal censors and the perfectors of wisdom, from 1 to 7 counselors being associated with each of these latter personalities. All three orders participate in the government of the Ancients of Days, including major and minor sectors, in the local universes and constellations, and in the councils of the local system sovereigns. We act as individuals, as I do in inditing this statement, but we also function as a trio whenever the occasion requires. When we act in an executive capacity, always there are associated together a perfecter of wisdom, a universal censor, and from 1 to 7 divine counselors. One perfecter of wisdom, 7 divine counselors, and 1 universal censor constitute a tribunal of Trinity divinity, the highest mobile advisory body in the universes of time and space. Such a group of 9 is known either as a fact-finding or as a truth-revealing tribunal, and when it sits in judgment upon a problem and renders a decision, it is just as if an Ancient of Days had adjudicated the matter. For in all the annals of the superuniverses, such a verdict has never been reversed by the Ancients of Days. When the 3 Ancients of Days function, the Paradise Trinity functions. When the Tribunal of 9 arrives at a decision following its united deliberations, to all intents and purposes, the Ancients of Days have spoken. And it is in this manner that the Paradise Rulers make personal contact in administrative matters and governmental regulation with the individual worlds, systems, and universes. Divine Counselors are the perfection of the Divine Council of the Paradise Trinity. We represent, in fact, are the Council of Perfection. When we are supplemented by the experiential counsel of our associates, the perfected and Trinity-embraced beings of evolutionary ascent, our combined conclusions are not only complete, but replete. When our united counsel has been associated, adjudicated, confirmed, and promulgated by a universal censor, it is very probable that it approaches the threshold of universal totality. Such verdicts represent the nearest possible approach to the absolute attitude of deity within the time-space limits of the situation involved and the problem concerned. 7 divine counselors in liaison with the trinitized evolutionary trio, a mighty messenger, 1 high in authority, and 1 without name and number, represent the nearest superuniverse approach to the union of the human viewpoint and the divine attitude on near paradisiacal levels of spiritual meanings and reality values. Such close approximation of the united cosmic attitudes of the creature and the creator is only surpassed in the Paradise Bestowal Sons, who are, in every phase of personality experience, God and man.